thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi. Yeah, this is exciting.
My pleasure. Now, Spring Awakening is a modern rock musical, but set in the 19th century. Without giving too much away, would y'all be able to tell us a little bit more about the story for our listeners not too familiar with Spring Awakening?
Well, Spring Awakening follows primarily three characters. Two males, Melchior and Moritz, and one female, Wendla Bergman. It follows primarily Melchior's journey as he realizes what it's like to become a man in his society. But it's set to a contemporary score to show that all of these issues that they are facing are contemporary issues, issues that face us still today. It was written in 1891 and adapted to a musical in 2006.
Right, and so, Julian, Spring Awakening is quite confrontational with its direct portrayal of today's weighty topics like puberty, sexuality, rape, abortion, suicide, and child abuse. So how does this musical tackle such heavy issues in an, I guess, accessible way?
It does so without a filter, and art to me in general is confrontational to watch in some ways. That's how it really breeds change. It shows us these issues that are facing society, and it does so without any regard for a filter. So it tackles all of these issues openly but very poetically. It leaves them open to interpretation as well.
Right, absolutely. And Serena, one of the main characters, Moritz, is gender-bent in this production. So what was the creative idea behind this decision?
Funnily enough, we haven't really considered it as a gender bend. It was more, we always open cast the character because we always saw Moritz as someone who was different. And so we wanted to find someone that could truly portray that difference from everybody else around them. And our lovely actress Quinn is portraying the character as a male. And she's not trying to gender bend the character, but add her own natural femininity with the scripted masculinity of Moritz.
Absolutely. And so there's also a dance cast supporting the acting / singing cast. How do they complement each other in this production?
The beautiful dancers that we have act as the inner thoughts of the actors, and they are oftentimes featured more so than the actors in some numbers. They complement them so beautifully because they tell this almost ambiguous storyline that's kind of left by poetic lyrics. The lyrics don't clearly tell a story, they more emote a feeling, and then we have the dancers just acting out that beautiful story that we're trying to evoke, and just kind of fills in the pieces for the audience.
Yeah, that sounds really beautiful. And Ryan, so you play the male lead, Melchior. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Amazing. So Melchior, who's really smart and calls out the corruption in society. Wow. How did you get inside Melchior's head to play him?
Well, I think it's important to note that Melchior's quite a cocky character.
Great.
he's a little bit of an ass. He likes to think he knows better than everyone, and Julian really summed it up quite well when I was asking him for his insight on the character. He said, Melchior is all intelligence and no wisdom. Well, look, I think everyone kind of has something where they're a little proud of their knowledge and they're a little bit cocky. They like to think they know a little bit more than everyone else does, and I definitely have my fair share of that. And I guess I just try to access those parts of myself to really bring that out in the character.
Yeah, well, I totally feel that. I'm like the opposite. I'm like all wisdom and no intelligence.
I feel the same.
Yeah, like I'm very happy to give out advice and like wise words, but I just have nothing to back it up with. So I can kind of relate to that, but the complete opposite. So finally, how long will Spring Awakening run, and where can our listeners go to buy tickets?
A total of 6 shows will be done for this production of Spring Awakening, running from the 18th, 19th of October to the 26th of October. I'm fairly sure that's the Friday to the next Saturday. If you'd like to book tickets, please go to either the event, which is open to the public on Facebook, Macquarie Musical Society Presents Spring Awakening, and follow the links there to ticket links and such.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's been really great having you on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
It's been so fun.